case when it's chayim. If it is kibbutzim, then we assume that you are potter min hachal. In terms of what exactly the case at hand is, lechem hasi lakuta, Rashi explains we're talking about the case where it is clearly a blila ava, however, enofeno so betanur. However, it was not needed for the purpose of achia, but rather it was done, it was cooked, it's simply baking in the sun. That alpidin is not considered to be comparable to afia, and in such a case, one therefore can envision that there is no chiyuv chala. So even though it is a blila ava, nonetheless it lacks afia. In such a case, mikra hadin, one should be patur. So our Tosus, the Tosus Msachim Dav Lamezayin Mabez as well, is very troubled. Is this in fact the case? Because if Tosus says, you look at those Mishnayos in Perek Aleph of chala, you see that that is not true. The Mishnah tells us in Aleph Dalet various types of cases, Sufkinim, Davshanim, and the like, that are Potter min hachala. But then in Mishnah Hay, we learn the following, that the only time you're Potter is if it's Trilasa Sufkinim v'Sofa Sufkinim. However, if it was Trilasa Isa, or it was Sofo Isa, in either one of those cases, you are considered to be Chayiv. Rabbi Natam says, Pashup Shat in that Mishnah is the following, the two issues at hand, in order to determine whether there's a Chayiv Chala. What is the consistency of the dough, a blila ava or a blila raka? And secondly, how is it cooked? Is it al yedei afia or is it done in another shape or form? So trilasa sufkadim simply means that we're talking about blila raka. Trilasa ava isa is talking about a blila ava. So when the Mishnah tells us, in the second case in Mishnah Hay, trilasa ava v'sofo sufkadim means if you have a blila ava that was not subject to afia but rather a form of bishul, so it's a Mishnah mefureshes that one is chayiv in chala. So how can Rashi say that that is what is lacking in our case, afia? Afia is not necessary when you have a case of a blila ava. That is the kasha of Tosos. The simple answer is that this is the view of Rabbi Yotam, but it's against the view of the Rav Rishonim, against the view of the Ramban, against the view of the Rambam, against the view of the Rash, and that very Mishnah. In chala, when the Mishnah uses those terms, Tchilasa isa sofa sufkin. What exactly does that mean? So Tosus says very simply, Tchilasa is referring to, right, the consistency. Is that really true? Tchilasa seems to indicate that perhaps that no, initially it was done for a purpose A and sofa, but then in the end it was done for a very different purpose. And that is what leads the Rishonim to argue as follows, that all of those cases in the Mishnah are dealing with the case of a blila ava. We're not talking about a case of a blila raka at all. Tchilasa isa means the following. When a person kneaded the dough, which is the time that the chiyuv of hafrasha will begin, so in such a case, tchilasa isa means the intent was to make it into regular chala dough, namely, the next step would be afia, then one is considered to be chayim. If, however, it was tchilasa sufkinin, so in such a case, that means that at the time of Elisha, the intent was that afi would not take place, but rather bishul or tigun would take place. And that's exactly, then, our instance. When a person was engaged in this, mais Elisha, of the case of asi lekutach, the intent was that it would not be subject to afia, and therefore this is exactly the case of tchilasa sufkinin and sofa sufkinin. That when the blila ava was done, there was no intent to have afia at all, and in fact, that is what occurred, right? It was baked in the sun, it was not baked in the tanur, classic afia. So in such a case, our instance in the Gemara is exactly tchilasa sufkinin and sofa sufkinin, that the Mishnah says that you are potter. Unlike Tosus that says that our case is tchilasa isa, v'sofo sufkinin. So very fundamental machlok is simply how to read the cases in the Mishnah, whether tchilasa isa is referring to the consistency or tchilasa isa is referring to one's intent to create a dough, namely to follow with afia. Pashup Shat, according to these Rishonim, the same could be true when it comes to a case of a blila raka as well. As long as the intent is that it will be followed by afia, so in such case, one is chayiv in challah. But if you look in the Meiri, and that's the Yom Sachim Daf Lamazayin with Beis, Meiri states explicitly the following chiddush that not necessarily all these cases of the Mishnah are dealing with blila ava. When you have a blila ava, then afia will obligate you in challah. You don't actually need afia, but adayta dahachi, the intent to engage in afia, that creates a chi of challah. However, that is only true of a blila ava, but not true of a case of a blila raka. And therefore you find the three different deos in Rishonim. The view of Rabbeinu Tam is either or, either Blila Ava or Afia. Poshim Shat, the view of the other Rishonim, the stress Afia, that could even apply in the case of a Blila Raka. But the Miri that writes that no, the third possibility, and that is that you require a Blila Ava as well as Afia in order to be Chayiv in Hafreshes Gama. So therefore, very simply, the Rashi in our Sugya is dealing with the case of a Blila Ava without Afia. So Tosa says, you're Chayiv and Chala. Rashi argues, of course not. When it's not Chayiv and Chala in that case at all, and therefore, if it's Kelimud, then one is Bapta, we'll have to see why, if it's Ka'avin, why would one be Chayiv? Whether that's Mikar Hadin, or whether in fact that is not. If you assume as Tosa Sashita, the view of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have a either a Blila Ava or Afi, in such a case you're Chayiv and Chala, so what's the issue in our Sugya? L'chor, you're dealing with a case where there is a Blila Ava, and good, it lacks Afia, but Lila of alone is the basis for Chiyuv. All those cases in the earlier Mishnah in Alav Dalet and Chala, Rabbi Natan assumed all those cases were talking about Lila Raka. So what exactly is the issue of our Sugya? So it's not found explicit in our Tosas, but if you look in the Marsha writes, this must be a case of Tchilas Sufkamin, according to Rabbi Natan. Meaning we're dealing with the case of a Lila Raka, an interesting Chiddush. So if it's a Blila Raka, and there is no Afia Bitanur, that's where our Gemara says that Me'ikar Hadin, in fact, one would be Potter. But again, that's an extreme position to assume that the case in our Gemara is limited to one of a Blila Raka. The Gemara certainly should spell that out, and the simple understanding of Gemara is dealing with an instance of a Blila Ava. So therefore, Rashi, you understand, a Blila Ava that was not subject to Afia, but according to Ben Yotam, is there any possibility of understanding our case Kapshuto, where it's dealing with an instance of Blila Ava? So he pointed out that if you look in the Rabbi Yona, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, you have the following possibility, and that is, even though it's true that Blila Ava, right, possibly could trigger a Chiyuv of Afrasha, according to Rabbi Yotam, even in a case where it will be followed by Bishul, but that does not necessarily mean that we only look at Blila Ava, and that and only that factor will determine a Chiyuv Hafrasha. Perhaps one could suggest that even Rabbeinu Tam would be Moda, that more is necessary than simply a Blila Ava itself. What more is necessary? Rabbeinu Tam allows for Bishul, but that does not necessarily mean that the processing is irrelevant. If you look as mentioned in Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, they stress the following, that perhaps Hafrasha scholar requires Nasa Aldas Lecho B'Torah's Pas. At least when the Maisa Lisha is done, it's done with the intent that it will be utilized as Pas. If, however, the intent is Shelo Lecho Mimenu, not to go ahead and to eat it as is, as Pas, not to be eaten as bread, then there is no Chiyuv Hafrasha. One could argue as follows that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree with that Chiddush as well. The way that Rabbi Yonah, the Ritva, understand our sugya is the following. If Pasak Ke'avin means that if a person goes ahead and performs the Lisha, having in mind the Ochlo B'Torah's Pas, so therefore, he is Chayiv and Chala. If, however, Kilimudim, he is absolutely not concerned at all with the shape. Why is that true? Because he's not going to use it as is. He's not eating it as bread. He's now going to break it down and just use it as an ingredient, in kutach, for example. So in such a case, if vein dat lachlo b'taras pas, in such a case, one is considered to be potter. One could argue that even Rabbeinu Tam would admit to this finish. Rabbeinu Tam is modra mitzvah to the sheet of Rov Rishonim. It's not that the second stage is irrelevant. Of course, the second stage is necessary. That is what, again, will demonstrate whether ochla b'taras pas or not. The Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam is that even Bishul and even Tigun is considered to be significant enough that there is a Chiyuv Chalav. However, if it is Asal Limudim, then Rabbeinu Tam could agree that would not be the case. And perhaps this is indicated in the Mishnah Chalan Aleph Ches when it comes to the case of Isas HaKlavim. Isas Klavim is Potem and HaChalav. The Mishnah tells us the only time that there's a Chiyuv Chalav is Bizman, Shaharo, and Ochlin Menu. Look, if the shepherds are going to utilize it, so even though it's made a little bit differently with a coarse bran, but if the intent is for Achila Sodom, in such a case you're going to be Chayav. But not when it comes to Isas Klavim. So the Ramban is bothered. How do you understand that? According to Rabbeinu Tam. If according to Rabbeinu Tam, the so factor is the consistency, well, Isas Klavim certainly is a Blila Ava, it's not a Blila Raka, So in such a case, why should it be potter? So Rabbi Naramban writes a difficult possibility in Rabbi Yantam, and that is enochinami, that all of those cases have to refer to Blidaraka. Just as Rabbi Yantam said that's true in Mishneh Dalet of Chala, the same thing is true when it comes to Mishneh Ches, the same thing is true, perhaps when it comes to Arsugya as well. Rabbi Yona disagrees and maintains as follows, that in that case, Kevan Shalonasis Ladas Achila, when it comes to Kutach, Rabbi Yona says, it wasn't made to eat as bread, but rather, Lasso Simenu Kutach, your potter. And Dohoch Yamrin of Isas Klavim, an indicator is from the case of Isas Klavim. Klavim certainly is considered to be a case of Lilava, but since it was not Nases Latzorecha Adam, so therefore, it is not considered to be that which is chayiv in challah. And as we pointed out, that Poshav Shat Rabbi Yona, this is true even according to the view of Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam does not say that the second stage is irrelevant. Rabbi Nutam is more liberal in terms of the type of processing that will allow for a chiyuv hafrasha, but not that Isas Klavim, if it's a lila ava, would in fact be chayiv. And perhaps the same is true of the next comment of Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona points out the case of Chutei Habatzeg. Even though there you're dealing with a Blila Ava, since you're making it into a type of noodle, so there is no Chiyuv of Hafrasha. So again, the question is the following. Is that necessarily only Alibet Deshar Rishonim and not according to Yonatan? So that's what we pointed out, for example, the Chazon Ish in Zeraim and Likutim writes that even Rabbi Yona would be molded to that. Rabbi Yona is molded that in such an instance, if it was not to be made into pas, even if it is a blila ava, but now it's going to be stripped into noodles, in such a case, there is no chiyuv hafrasha. So if that's true, one could suggest that that's Rabbi Yotam would understand all of these cases. Even Rabbi Yotam would admit that when do we assume that the lisha, the gilgul of an that which is a blila avas, chayiv and chala, that is only when it is al das la ochlo b'toras pas. But if you have a case of kutach, or you have a case of klavim, or you have chutei habatzek, or he mentioned another possibility, and that is, what about real bishul? Bishul mamish. Would Rabbeinu Tam argue that in such a case there's a chiyuv of hafrashas chalos? The Magen Avraham writes, not necessarily. The Magen Avraham writes in Ar Simen and Kuf Samaches and Sifkat Mamad Aleph, Sifkat Mamad Vav, in a case of real boiling, not a case of tigun, or not a case of Ar Gemara where it's baked, but it's baked by the sun as opposed to Afia Betanur. Real Bishul Kedera Im Hamayim. In such a case, could very well be that Rabbi Yotam would admit that there's no Chiyuv Chala in that instance as well. So these are three possibilities then of understanding Ar Sugya. What exactly is the issue of this pas? Whether it's something which is potter min achala because the afia is bechama as opposed to tanur, or whether it is a case of lidarak or the chiddush of Rabbi Yona and the ritva, perhaps even in the chiddush of Rabbi Yotam, and that is that since it was not done al das la'ochla b'toras pas, in such a case, one that is considered to be potter. So now we began discussing the following issue. How then does this relate to our chiyuv of bracha? After all, right, we're using the sugya of hafrashas challah, right, in order to go ahead now to somehow demonstrate what bracha in fact should be recited. So in this case, tchilasa isa v'sofo sufkinim. Clearly the Mishnah tells us that one in fact is chayiv b'chala. Okay, and according to Rabbi Yotam, tchilasa isa means lila ava, tchilasa sufka means bidaraka. And according to the Rash, no, we're only talking about a case of lila ava. Tchilasa isa means that it was done, right, almanas, right, lafoso, right? When it was done, tchilasa isa, the initial intent was that it would be made into afia, into blechem. Tchilasa sufka means that it was done almanas lavasho. So what exactly would the halacha be when it comes to cases of bracha in this instance? So in that case of tchilasa isa, v'sofo sufkinim, let's assume like Rabbi Natan. We're talking about a case of tchilasa blila ava, and sofo sufkinim means that it was followed by bishul it lacked afia. So what bracha would you make on this? So Rabbi Natan writes in Artosus, lemaskana, that the bracha is considered to be that of hamotzi. Not everyone agrees with this chiddush of our Tosus, right? The beginning of Tosus mentions the possibility of Rabbi Yotam that that's not true. And this is what Rabbi Yonah writes, the name of the Rihazakeh, This is what the Rush writes in the name of the Rash, that no, that here the bracha is considered to be that of mizanos. It is not considered to be, right, a bracha of hamotzi at all. In other words, that what is true of hafrasha skala, one cannot necessarily assume is true of a bracha. That even the Rabbeinu Tam says that if you begin with the blila ava, followed by bishul, when it's chayiv and hafrasha, nonetheless, that does not mean that the bracha is considered to be that of hamotzi. He pointed out that very mistaber, when it comes to the chiyuv chala, which begins, which is a function of lisha, the chiyuv of chala, the chala hostevil, that is mishas lisha. So in such a case, we understand that that's why if it's a blila avva, the lisha will be the koveya. After all, as the posuk says, reishis arisa seichem. So therefore, its status as an isa will determine the chiyuv of hafrashas chala. But when it comes to the bracha rishona, the berchas hamotzi, that should be dependent on the shas lisha? Well, why should that be at all? Isn't it most mistaber to assume that the chiyuv bracha should depend on the shas achila? The shas achila, that of course is soho sufkinin. And in such an instance, therefore, the bracha in fact would be one of mizanos. So that is the shita, right, of these other rishonim, right, the initial possibility of Rabbeinu Tam and the shita of the Rihazake, that chala is unique because chala is nikva, right, al yedei lisha, mashen came when it comes to the chiyuv bracha, and therefore no stira whatsoever to assume that there's a chiyuv hafrasha, even though the bracha is considered to be a bracha of emazonis. This is clearly true according to Rabbeinu Tam, these two deos. Again, Tchilase Isa Sofa Uskinen means that you're dealing with the case of a Vlila Abba followed by Bishul. What about according to the view of other Rishon? What about according to the Shita of the Rash? There, Tchilase Isa means you're dealing with a Vlila Abba, of course. That's the given. In all these cases, you're dealing with a Vlila Abba. But Tchilase Isa means dying till the Afosa. The intent was that Afia would occur, because Afia is the Koveya. And then all of a sudden, Nimlachu Bishla. That's the case in the Mishnah. Tchilasa Isa Sofa Sufkina means there was a change of mind. Initially, the intent was to bake, but that was never carried out. A change of heart, and therefore you ended up engaged in Bishul. So what would the bracha be in that particular case? That's an instance where, according to the Rashi, Chayiv and Chala. Because the initial mindset was that it would result in Afiyah. And what bracha would you recite in that particular case? So if you look in Rabbein Yerucham is found in Tes Ayin Hey. Rabbein Yerucham writes the following chiddush, that according to the case of the Rash is understanding Tchilas Yisav Asof HaSufkin, well, of course, the bracha is a mezamos. The bracha would not be that of Hamotzi. When it comes to the chiyuv of hafrasha skala, so therefore you could argue that gilgul al menas lafos, good, so that already generates a chiyuv chala. And the chiyuv chala is not paka if sofa sufkinin. But when it comes to hamotzi, that should be dependent on the mindset b'shas gilgul. Isn't that certainly dependent on afia? Bishas afia, that's when it's considered to be lechem. And therefore, according to the Rash, certainly the bracha is mezonos, and the Rash's case of tchilas yisav asof hasufkinin. This is also what the Magen Avraham writes explicitly in Kuf Samaches and Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Magen Avraham writes that according to the Rash, the bracha is mezonos. However, it would appear from others, the Bach, for example, that this is not the case. The Beis Yosef and the Bach are bothered by the following difficulty. How do we paskin in this issue? Rabbi Natam, the Rash, we touched on this yesterday. So if you look in Yoredei, in Shin Chav Tes, there, right, the tour passes like Rov Rishonim, like the Sheet of the Rash, like the Rambam, the Rush, the Ramban, against the view of Rabbeinu Tam. And all of a sudden here, in our sugya, the Torah in Siman Kuf Samaches, it doesn't seem that way. Here the Torah writes the following, that kol davar shevilaso ava, whenever you have a vila ava, afilu bishlu b'mayim, even if it wasn't followed by afia, the bishul, chayiv b'chala umavarachim lav ha-motzi, you're chayiv and chala. So the Beis Yosef already is bothered by the Torah. That the Torah in Yeridaya passes like Rover Shunem against Rabbi Yotam, and here in Hilchos Brachos it sounds like Rabbi Yotam. Lila Ava, without Afia, is Chayiv and Chal Nebrachas HaMotzi. So if you look in the Bach in Derem Askel Kol, and this is also what the Drisha writes as well, now don't get so excited that in your idea Shin Chav Tes, that's where the Torah goes through all the detail, all the detail. Exactly when you're Chayiv and Chal, when you're not Chayiv and Chal. And here in Kuf Samaches, the Torah just writes very, very quickly, you're Chayiv and Chala and Mevarchin HaMotzi. So the Bach just says simply, so whenever you'll be Chayiv and Chala, that's when you'll have to recite it, Berachas HaMotzi. It's true that the Torah writes, Bliva Ava, Afilu Bishlo B'mayim. Yeah, but just as the Torah explains in Yeridaya, that's referring to a case of Nimlach, that's the sheet of Rav Rishonim, the Rash, Nimlach. So too, that's the case in Kuf Samaches. The case is Nimlach. If you have a Blila Avha, and you intend to engage in Afia, even if you end up Bishlo B'mayim, you're still Chayiv and Chal, you make a Bracha V'motzi. So just like the Torah explains at length, the case in the Mishnah is one of Nimlach. So that's exactly what the Torah is referring to in Kuf Samaches. The case is Nimlach. That's what the Bach and the Drisha are. So again, it's not a steer in the tour. Right. The tour says that if you have a case where Lilaso Ava in Bishol, when you're Chayiv and Chal, you make a Bracha B'motzi. And when is that? You'll look in your day, that's the case of Nimlach. But for our purposes, that's a very great Kiddush as well. That's against this view of Rabbi Yerucham. Is Nimlach relevant to Dinei Brachos? I understand when it comes to the chiyuv of Afrashas Chala. So the chiyuv of Afrashas Chala is nikva at the time of Lisha, Reishis Sarisa Sechem. So the Rash writes that at the time of Lisha, one intended to engage in Afia, there's a chiyuv of Afrashas Chala. And even if you change your mind, that chiyuv is not paka. And that's exactly the Mishnah of Tchilasu Yisuv Asafu Sufkinin. That I understand. Is that relevant to Hilchos Brachos? It's a chiddush, no? I give you a substance. I give you something that is a blila ava that was subject to bishul, not afi, and I ask what brach it is, and you'll tell me, go find out what his mindset was at the time of Elisha. Is that really relevant? That also a heftza will have two different options of a bracha? Depending on whether at the time of the Lisha one had in mind Afia, or whether at the time of Lisha one had in mind Bishol. In Chala, of course it makes sense. Because in Chala, the Chiyuv of Afrash is Nikva at the time of Lisha. And the Rash writes that Afia is the Koveya. That means Gilgul Lisha Amanas Lafos Petanur. But just because you're Chayiv in Chala, the Chorav Estaber is the view of Rabbi Yerucham. But here you see from the view of the Bach and the view of Drisha that that's not true. That even according to Rabbi Shimon, even according to the Chiddush of the Rash, that the Chiyuv Chal and the Chiyuv Bracha go hand in hand. Our Tosus questions whether Bracha and Chal goes hand in hand according to Rabbi Yerucham. Yeah, I understand. That fits in very nicely. Rabbi Yotam, you're dealing with the mindset as much as with an objective standard. Is it Lila Abba, Lila Raka, is it Afi, is it Bishol? Well, if that qualifies something to be Lechem, so what do I mean? When it comes to Bracha, maybe yes, maybe no. But today is Nafilsis. When it comes to the Rash, where the Rash writes that no, that what it triggers the Chiyuv Chala is right? The mindset at the time of the Lisha, again, a chiddush to assume that that should be true when it comes to Dinei Brachas. Dinei Brachas, one should argue that you're making a bracha, what is the current state of the object? Not in principle, right? What was its status at the time of the Lisha, if it's no longer true at the time of the Achila? That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yerucham, that these do not go hand in hand according to the Rash, right? But you see differently, right? From the statement of the Bach, the statement of the Drisha, that it was true of Hafresh Hashchel is also true when it comes to the Chi of Bracha. Regarding this issue, our Safek and Tosus, the today is the Smachlokas Rishonim. What is the Bracha in these cases? So if you look in the Mechaber, again, Kuf Samaches and Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber quotes Tudeus. First, the Mechaber writes the following, that if you have Lila Ava, which is followed by Bishul or Tigon, you do not make a bracha of Hamotzi. Even though it's true that one could be Chayiv and Chala, but you do not make a bracha of Hamotzi. Hamotzi, the Mechaber writes, certainly, Eino Holech Ela Achar Afia. Afia is the Kovei of the Berachas Hamotzi. And therefore, the bracha is one of Mesalas. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, the Mechaber writes the following, Yeish Cholkin, that if it's Tchilas Yisav, Asof Asufkinin, no, it's Hamotzi. And Mirei Shemaim, Yasin Eishnayim, you should avoid the Sufik. If a person is eating such an item, Tchilas Yisav, Asof Asufkinin, you should seek coverage from that which is Vaday Pas. Because after all, this machlokas Rishonim, the two possibilities in Tosus, whether bracha is hamotzi or whether it is not. The Ramah just adds v'nohagu l'hakel, right? That our practice is not to be mekel, right? To recite, as the Taz and Magen Avraham point out, the bracha mizonos in the case of tchilas yisav asof asufkinim. The Magen Avraham, however, adds, right, the following chiddush. Magen Avraham is found in Sifkot Lamed Aleph. 2 days in the Chaver, Yirei Shemaim Yosin Yishneihem, the Ramah says, V'noah Gulahakel. So let's assume, for example, that's what a person is doing, right? He's eating this case, Ab T'chilasu Yisra Sof Osufkinin. So you'll tell me in such an instance, V'noah Gulahakel, meaning to make the Berachas Mezonos. Magen Avraham writes the following, but let's assume now the person eats and eats and eats. No, he eats kadei sviya. No, v'chalta v'savata. So now what? Now the Magen Avraham indicates you have a safek birchas hamazon. See, even if no gulahakel when it comes to the bracha rishona, because the safek drabanan is lakula in this issue, what is the nusach habracha? Yeah, but what are you going to do when it comes to Benching, alamichya. So here the Magen Avraham points out the following. In a case where a person is soveya, so tzarech levarech berchas hamazon misafek. See, even though the Ramah writes that v'na gula hakel, that's fine when it comes to bracha rishona, but you're still going to be faced with the suffix regarding benching, and there you're going to assume that the sveka darais is considered to be the chumra. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot Ayin Hay just the following. He quotes this Magen Avraham, Achidish, that when it comes to benching here, you're not going to say the Suffolk is Lekula. You're going to say that now a Suffolk is considered to be Lechumra. What exactly is the case? So the Mishnah Berurah just adds the following Chiddush, that this is all if Daito La'afos V'nimach. This is all in the Rashi's case of Tchilas Yisav Asof Asufkinim. If, however, was the case that at the time of the Lisha, at that point in time, one knew that there wasn't going to be Afia. My mindset was consistent the entire time. Ablila Ava, true, but my mindset always was not to do Afia, but rather Bishul or Tigun. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, we would assume not as the Magen Avraham states categorically, but then you recite the Alamechia, Rechachas Mein Shalosh. After all, because that has two tiers of suffix. In the case of Tchilasa Issa Safa Sufkinin, where it's a Blila Ava, but from the start, we always knew that it would be Bishul, not Afir. So according to the Rash, the Ramban, you're not Chayiv and Chal at all. Only according to Ramban is there a Chayiv and Chayiv and Chal that has a status of Fas. And even according to Reino Tam, we have the 2 days in Artosis. Even if you are Chayiv and Chal, what is the Bracha? Is it a Bircha Samotzi or is it not? That already, right, similar to a Sveik. There you have to assume that there is an absolute Chayiv and Chala, and in addition we equate Bracha to Chala, not so far. When it comes to the case of Tchilaso Isa V'Sofo Sufkin according to the view of the Rash, there is an absolute Chayiv Chala. Who says there's no Chayiv Chala? The Rash would hold there's a Chayiv Chala. Rabbi Natan would say, of course there's a Chayiv Chala. There's always a Chiyuv Chala when you have a Bilavah. So the Chiyuv Chala is without question. It certainly is Lechem Ha'aretz. The only question is, how does Nimlach affect the Chiyuv Bracha? That's where we'll assume as Magen Avram, or perhaps the Magen Avram was limited to that case as well, of Tzarech Levarech Birchas HaMazon Misafek. But if you're dealing with the Rabbeinu Tam case, of Tchilas Lo'isa V'Sofos Sufkinim, no, according to the Rash and the Ramban, that's the case of Tchilasa Sufkinim and Sofa Sufkinim, where there isn't an Achiyuv Chala. There we would not assume that the Safek is the Churma when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. So the Chiddush of Magen Avram, that in terms of these 2 days, we will pass in the Kula when it comes to Bracha Rishona, but not when it comes to benching. Yeah, but that's only if we're dealing with the Safek, according to Rov Rishonim, where it was a case of Nimlach, but not in a case we're dealing with Rabbeinu Tam's instance of a Blila Ava together with Bishul from the Skarb. In that case, then you would recite the Brachachas Me'ein Shalosh. So this is one aspect of this fundamental machlokes. To what extent do we assume that one has the right to equate, right, the Chiyuv of Afrash Eschala to the Dinei Bracha? See, this halacha, the Tchilasu Issa V'Sofa Sufkinim, is Chayiv in Chala. Is this uniquely true when it comes to challah? This is part of Hilchos HaChallah. After all, Gilgul is the Mechayiv, Reishis HaRisoseichem. Of course, the Mishnah says that you're Chayiv in challah. That is already called an Issa, Reishis HaRisoseichem. Well, if that's true, why would one assume that what is true of challah is necessarily true of a Chiyuv Bracha? Chiyuv Bracha, very mistaber, should not be dependent on that which is nikfa b'shas lisha. Or perhaps could one assume a much more basic halacha, and that's the following. The fact that tchilasa isa is chayim in chala, it's not just a detail me dine chala. That is not simply a din me hilchos chala, but rather, right, this is true b'cheftza, that you see it has a shem lechem. The shem lechem is established already v'harayah, that you're chayim in chala. In other words, that the Shem Lechem, the Shem Pas, is dependent on, right, Lisha, that is totally the Isa, that is Nikv at that particular time, not simply when it comes to Dinei Chala, but this is true in a more general sense, that this is Koveya, the Shem Lechem. It's true that obviously Lechem has to be that which is Royal Avila, you're not talking about eating your raw dough, so of course it has to be processed. But the Shem Lechem will be Nikva, right? Already, Bishas Lisha. We discussed, for example, the halach of Ocho Nefesh. Ocho Nefesh is mutter when it comes to Yantiv. Ach Hashem Ocho Nefesh. How do you define Malachis Ocho Nefesh? Not so simple. Which malachos are considered to be malachos ocho nefesh and which are not? Some yes, some no. Makes sense that a person cannot harvest from malachos ocho nefesh. You'll go and you plow your field on yantif for the purpose of this is malachos ocho nefesh. But bishul certainly, afia, malachos ocho nefesh. Where do you draw the line? Not so simple. So Tosus quotes, the Tosus is a Beit Zedav Gimel and Aleph, Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has the following fascinating drasha. The pasuk tells us, "Ach hasher chalachon efesh," and the samech lay u'shemartim es ha-matzos. So the drasha of the Yerushalmi is just like matzah shmure is mishas lisha. That's one chiddush of the Yerushalmi. The same thing is true when it comes to nachas chalachon efesh. Mishas lisha ve'elech. So if you're talking about lisha and beyond, that's called ochel nefesh. If something is kodem lisha, it is not considered to be ochel nefesh at all. When is it that the shem ochel, the shem lechem, is nikva? Mishas lisha ve'elech. Before then, right, grinding the grains into flour, it doesn't have the shem ochel. Mishas lisha ve'elech, that is nikva. And it's not just two independent halachas. At what point does it have, right, the chefza, the shem lechem, the shem pas, that now you can argue, ushmartim es hamatzos? So that's exactly what Yerushalmi writes, mishas nisha. And that's an indicator then that that's true when it comes to melechas ochel nefesh. If you look in the Ran, Beis and Dafi Beis and Beis and Dafi Arif, the Ran has two days, whether this is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan, but the Ramban is mefurish. The Ran quotes his name in the Ramban. This is a din d'oraisa. This is the Hagdara d'oraisa of Meleches Ochel Nefesh. The Ramban has his beautiful Chiddush that the Ramban writes in the Melchamos, the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor and Bikur Chof Gimel, that why is it that the Torah tells us on Shabbos lo sasa cho melacha, any melacha sasa? And on Yom Tov the Torah only uses the term of cho meleches avod lo sasa. That's the Chiddush, the Hagdara, the Ramban, that on Yom Tov, only Meleches Avod is Aser. As opposed to what? The Ramban writes, Meleches Avod, as opposed to, the Ramban's term is Meleches Hanah, Derech Suda. Meleches HaSuda is Mutter, Meleches Avod is Aser. That's a Din D'oraisa. That's the cutoff point. And where do you draw the line? Perhaps it's exactly that point of Mishas Lisha Ve'elech, when the Shem Ochel is there a nikva. The Ramban writes beautifully the following, that when a person engages in these malachos, do you do it for the immediate need or you do it for long term? That's what the Ramban writes. Meleches Avod is always long term. And Meleches Hana, Meleches Asud is always immediate. When a person plants, he doesn't plan for the coming meal. When you harvest, you don't just harvest for the coming Suda. So that is all called Meleches Avodah. But you'll cook for the coming meal, and you'll do household borer for the coming meal, household tochein for the coming meal. All that is called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. So the cutoff point the Ramban writes, the Din D'oraisa of Yerushalmi is Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. What you see is the following. The fact that Lisha is Koveya, the Chiyuv Hafrash, is not a detail. Simply mean dinei hilchos chalom. But at what point does it have a shem lechem? That this is considered to be v'haya b'chocha milechem haaretz. It's not coincidental that that's the koveh for ochel nefesh, that's the koveh according to the Yerushalmi of matzah shmura. If that's true, it's halacha b'cheftz of shem lechem, very mistaber that that should apply when it comes to dinei brachos as well. And therefore the possibility of what is true of challah, well, it's true of ochel nefesh, it's true of matzah shmura, it's true of dinei brachos as well. So perhaps that's part of the chakira. To what extent this halacha of challah is just a more limited halacha? Mi dinei hafrasha because of reishis of rishon seichem? Or do we assume that no, it reflects the Shem Pas, the Shem Lechem, and therefore relevant to cases of Kala Torah Kula? See, within that detail of Rabbi Yerucham, one could argue as follows, that even if in general that is the case, the Challah will serve as a model for when in fact there is a Shem Lechem, whether there is not, so what about the case of Tchiloso Iso Sofo Sufkin, according to the Rash and the Ramban, Nimach? There one could argue Nimach is quite different. If I were to ask you this halacha of nimlach, is this midine chala, or is this halacha b'chala tarakula? It would sound very foreign to argue that nimlach is halacha b'chala tarakula. Here, when it comes to chala, where the pasuk says, reishis arishos seichem, so that you understand that everything is nikveh at the time of the isun. On one level, Reishis Rishasim can tell us that at what point do you assume that there's a Shem Lechem? But that clearly is dependent on that pasuk of Reishis Rishasim. One could argue that it's very mistabr if you agree with Rabbeinu Tam that that should be relevant to Dinei Brachos, our Tosfos. But if you're assuming as the Rash, that halacha of Nimlach is not halacha b'chalot harakula. Halacha of Dai Tolafos al Chayu b'chala. That's halacha in Dini Chala. If you look, for example, in the Pinu Gadda, the Rosh Yosef, and Ardaf, in the Rosh Yosef, Pinu Gadda writes the following. When it comes to Chala, you have to balance, right, the two psukim. On the one hand, Reishi Sariso Seichem, which stresses its status as a dough. But then the pasuk says, Vayavachalchem milechem haaretz. How do you balance these two halakos? Ariso seichem and lechem haaretz. That's the chiddush when it comes to chala, that it means that you have a dough, a blila ava, and dat tolafoso. If you look in Reb Chaim in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, Duramaskal Uvi Ikar, Reb Chaim writes the following phrase, that Isa Ha'omedes Lehios Lechem. The Chiyuv of Chala is when you have an Isa Ha'omedes Lehios Lechem. That's the Psukim. The Chiyuv is Nikva B'Shas Isa, but you have the requirement of Lechem Haaretz. How do you balance the two? That's an Isa Ha'omedes Lehios Lechem. So that's the chiddush of the Rav Rishonim, and that one's mindset, of course, is critical when it comes to hafrashas chala, because the chiyuv is omedes lios lechem. But to assume that that criterion is necessary when it comes to dini brachos, that's a very, very great chiddush. One could certainly argue, right, Ezra ben Yeruchim, that when it comes to a chiyuv bracha, that's how you determine a bracha. And Isa ha'omedes lios lechem. There I would tell you that no, that of course much more is necessary. There you require absolute lechem haaretz. And therefore, one would not necessarily assume that the halach of nimlach, right, of challah would apply when it comes to other cases as well. Rabbi Natan assumes the maskana in our Tosos that if you have the case of Tchilas Oisa, the brach is Hamotzi. Why exactly should this be? You know, on one hand, we argued, Cheftza, right? Bechefza is considered to have a Shem Pas, a Shem Lechem, already at that point. But again, no doubt a chiddush, as we pointed out, that dina brachos should be dependent on chala, where chala is reishis riso seichem, as opposed to the bracha, which is dependent on the shas achila. So if you look in Pnei Yoshua, in our sugya, Pnei Yoshua writes the following chiddush, Dein Alchinami. This is not mi'ikar hadin. But rather, as the Pnei Yoshua writes, ha'chachamim hishvu midasim. There's a world of difference between chala as opposed to a bracha rishona. Chala is nikva b'shas isa. The chiyuv bracha, of course, no. Isn't that dependent on the shas achila? Why should it depend on anything else other than the shas achila? But Pnei Yoshua says true. That's true. But chachamim hishvu midoseihem. The fact that we recite, right, a bracha of hamotzi, Well, look, since already when it comes to din d'oraisa chala, it has a status of lechem. So Chacham just simply said that, look, we'll treat it as lechem when it comes to din brachos, almost as a little plug, but not something which is mikar hadin. Of course, mikar hadin, everyone should agree that the chiyuv of chala is dependent on reishis risoseichem, but not when it comes to the chiyuv bracha. But midrabanan, hachachamim hishva midoseichem. In other words, that this chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam, that you recite the bracha of Hamotzi, is really not mikar hadin. Rabbeinu Tam would agree to the view of Rav Rishon. That if I was going to split off the bracha with the mezonos, but many times the Chacham don't do that. They'll have one measure to work when it comes to din drabanan of kein daraisa. The issue, though, is the following, that if you accept this chiddush of Klein of Pnei Yeshua, that even our Tosus is really not literally Mikar Hadin, but Acham Hishu Midoseihem, would you necessarily then agree with that chiddush we learned earlier, the Magen Avraham? Mechaber quotes Voteos. What is the bracha? The Mechaber writes, this is questionable. So since there is Yesh Cholkim, Yesh Shemayim, Nasesid Eish Shneihem, look for coverage. The Ramah says that no, Gula Hakel, Mizonos, the Magen Avraham now is already bothered. Good, all that's going to help when it comes to Bracha Rishona. When it comes to benching, what do you mean? When it comes to benching, this is really going to be a Sveika Daraisa. In such a case, Magen Avraham writes, when it comes to benching, we'll pass on Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. Then we had our addition, right? And that's the following, the Chiddush of Mishnah Brura, right? The Sveika Darais Lachum and Birchas Hamazon to the Rash or even to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is one Sveik, two Sveikos. In a case of really Tchilaso Isa V'Sofa Sufkin, meaning you have a Blila Ava where the intent always was to have Bishlanat Afin. But Pashav Shad, according to that line of the Pnei Yeshua and Arsugya, not necessarily true at all. If Meikar Hadin, of course this halach is uniquely true when it comes to challah. Not true when it comes to dini brachos. Challah is based on Reish Yisri Soseichem. The chi of brachos is dependent on Shas Achila. So Meikar Hadin, everyone would agree that a brach is not relevant to our issue of Afreshes Challah. And the only reason that Tosa says it's true is because Hishva Midoseihem. But Mikra Adin, that is not the case. So therefore, one could argue the same thing as she when it comes to Birchas Hamazon as well. If you're telling Mikra Adin, there's a suffix as to whether this is or this is not pass. Therefore, there's a suffix that I say whether one should bench. If you're telling me that no, it doesn't have a shame pass, because Tchilaso Isa, that's only true when it comes to Chalom. It's just that when it comes to Dini Brachos, Hishvu Midoseihem. So the Chora, one could argue against the Magen Avraham. That if you have a Suffolk, even regarding Birchas Hamazon, you don't do some Suffolk as the Chumra. Right, the Magen Avraham writes, when do you say Suffolk as the Chumra? If only a person ate Kadei Sviya. Right, because of Kadei Sviya, now it's a potential Chi of the Birchas Hamazon Daraisa. If he ate a Kazayis, it's Birchas Hamazon Darabanan. One could argue, no, this is always a Birchas Hamazon Darabanan. Because Midaraisa, Chala and Bracha do not go hand in hand. The Chi of benching is dependent on the Shas Achila, not on its status when a person made an Isa. So again, based on the Pnei Yeshua, one could certainly argue against Magen Avraham that this is not the Suffolk Mikar Hadin, and even a Birchas Hamazon one would assume that which is Lakula. However, if you look in the Meiri, and that's Sugim Sachim, Daf Lamed Zayin, and Dira Maskel V'Shalasha, and Dira Maskel Yesh, the Meiri Yim Sachim Daf Lamed Zayin, and also the Ram Chalava writes this in the Sugi as well, that what is true of Chala is true of Bracha, oh, like our Tosus, is also true of Achilas Matzah. See, if you're dealing just with the Chiyuv Bracha Rishon Artosus, Yeah, then you can argue, as the Pnei Yeshua, that this isn't halacha and chefza, and therefore the chefza shel okel is the same midaraisa when it comes to all cases. You could argue this is a detail within Dini Brachos because of hishva midaseihem. But if you see the Meiri Ram Chalava extend this to even matzah, right, so in such a case, l'chora, this is Meikar Hadin Daraisa. In which instance, l'chora then, as the Magen Avraham assumes, that this is a suffix Meikar Hadin, not just simply because of cases of Hishva Midaseihem. When our Gemara tells us, in this case of Lechem Ha'asi L'kutach, so we discussed, right, all of the reasons why there should not be a Chiyuv Hafrasha. Rashi, and the possibilities within Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiddush of the Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, good. And then all of a sudden the Gemara writes the following, right, the very top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, yeah, that's true if it's Kilimudim. If, however, Ka'avin, if as Rashi says, no, it's formed as Glusko's nose. You really went ahead and formed it. You shaped it as, right, the real loaf. Then, now, one is chayiv and chama. So all of a sudden, the Gemara says that here, that you have something which, if it was made in its more raw form, not be chayiv and chala, but faso kavin, then now you're chayiv and chala. Rashi says, kluskos yavos. Simer ben Yonah writes, it means you make it into kikaros gadolos. You make a loaf out of it. So in such a case, when it's chayiv, why should that be? If we have all the very good reasons why there should not be a chiyuv of hafrasha, why all of a sudden, if a soka avim, all of a sudden now you're chayiv lahafrish? Or to put the question somewhat differently, right, this chiddush of the Gemara, that at times one is mafrish, even in lechem asi l'kutach, is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'rabanan? Is this really true Mikar Hadin? Or do we assume, no, that's not the case at all? If you look in the Tosas HaRash, in our sugi, and look at Rabbeinu Yonah, today is not Rash and Chala, the first day of the Rash, but the Tosas HaRash, Rabbeinu Yonah, this is only a Chumrid Rabbanan. Why should it be a chiyuv chala? We just explained why this does not meet the bar. It's not considered to be lechem. So why are you being mafresh if it's shaped as a real loaf? The answer is lechumra. Rabbi Yonah writes the following, that kevan shasal kishar pasva'ama. Well, you made it look like dough. We know that really it's not chayiv and chala. But it looks like a chala. Because that's how you formed it, that's how you shaped it. Rabbi Yonah writes, Yishlachush mipnei maris ayin. Sharo yasho shela achilonasis. And if you're not getting out for shala, yavalahatir gamkin sharpas. Someone will see you. And the next step is going to be, then we mafir shala from real achim. So therefore, midrabanan. Mipnei maris ayin. We often pointed out, Marisayin has two halves to it. Marisayin sometimes is an Isser of Lashon Hara, and sometimes it's an Isser of Leif Neivir. That's what Slavichik is to be Magdir. Now, you see a person doing something that has the appearance of something that's wrong. So what comes to mind? If the mindset will be that, well, he's such a tzaddik gamur, what he's doing is obviously right, and I will do the same, then that's a potential pitfall of Ifneivir. I did it in such a way that it's true. I was justified, but he will not. My actions will lead to Miseil of Yaveir. That's a Ifneivir. And sometimes the reaction can be the exact opposite. A person does something that looks to be so wrong. No, it's not that I'm going to assume that he's in the know and therefore I will copy him, but I will be choshed, right, that he's a Balaveir, he's an Avarian. What's wrong with that? That's a form of, right, the Lashon Hara. First of Eichah Kofi is the comment that Lashon Hara applies to oneself. That if a person puts himself in a situation where he is being compromised in the eyes of others, right, that is part of Yisra Marisayim. Sometimes you find the Gemara Chasham. The case is in Chasham, the Gemara doesn't mean that I'm going to copy him. Right? The person has shtei psachim, he has many different doors to his house, and he only puts his Ner Chanukah in one window, one door. He doesn't put it in the back door. And I walk by and he says, Ner Chanukah, I'll be choshed in. So what does that mean? I'm going to say, oh, there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, therefore I will not light. No, that's the Lashon Hara aspect. Right? That I will conclude that this person did not fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But these are the two halves of that story that they tell in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim at one point was in doubt as to whether there's an Isra of Lashon Hara regarding oneself. That's the way Chick pointed out. That's what's driving Marizayim. That a person cannot go ahead, right, and put himself in a compromised situation, let alone speak inappropriately about himself. That certainly is part of the issue of Lashon Hara itself. See here, just in terms of the leaf neighbor aspect, Rabbi Yonah writes that here you're eating a loaf, and it looks like that this is something which is chayim and challah. You're not the mafresh challah, so therefore you have a lahatir gam kin sharpas. Right. So therefore, the next step is going to be is that people are going to be eating without being mafresh. Clearly, according to Rabbi Yonah, this is not at all that which is mikar hadin. If you look in the Rash, in that Mishnah Chala, we're here in the Rif, in the Riaz, in the very side of the Rif. They quote again the following. That in these types of cases, that even though that the intent, when you made it, right, this was Lechem Ha'asi Lekutach, but Shemi Malech Alav La'achila. But maybe you'll change your mind. After all, you were intending simply to use it as a recipe. But you know, you, for whatever reason, you molded it, you shaped it into a nice challah. So in such a case, out of a concern that perhaps it will be used for achila independently, so therefore one must be mafresh challah. Even it was ein dato lafosa chiddush, even though that mishas lisha, ein dato lafosa. But we're concerned that Shemi Malech, you'll have a change of heart, and you'll engage in Afia, and therefore you will be Chayiv. After all, if you see that it's molded so nicely, and you end up doing Afia, so in such a case, that's a Tchilas HaSofkin, the Sof HaYisa, which is Chayiv in Chala. And therefore, right, one is Mafresh in these cases as well. That comment of the Riaz, the Rash, also seems to indicate this is not at all Mikar Hadin. If you look, however, in the Ritva, in our Sugya, and the Meiri, in the Fredel Sugya himself, in Aflamed Zayin, the Ramaslam, Mikomakom, it would appear that this is Mikar Hadin. Not just simply a Marizayin, not because of a concern that maybe you'll have a shift in heart. The Ritva writes the following in our Dav. Im asa kitzuros ugos, demuchach da'aldas achila nami asa. The form sheds light on the mindset. I claim that this was a case of tchilas o'isa, besofos ufkanin. My claim is that, you know what, I intended for a case of tchilas osufkinim v'sof osufkinim. That I never intended to engage in achiyah. I wanted to use this as kutach. Now, which means I'm going to take it, then I'm going to chop it up. So, Ritzvah's father, what are you shaping it for? Why are you spending the time, right, braiding the challah, shaping the challah, if you're only using it for kutach? So it must be the Ritzvah rise that aldas achila nami asa. Must be that it's being done al das achila, and therefore, right, you're chayiv enough Rasha. the language of the Miriam Safanaf Lamazayim in Hastam, Daito Gomeris Lasosam La Achila. It must be that part of your intent, part of your mindset, must be to go ahead and to eat it independently as challah. And therefore, one is considered to be chayiv. Right, so again, an interesting chiddush. So therefore, in this case, in the Gemara, if you shaped it, so really part of your mindset must have been in order to utilize it, or at least a possibility of utilizing it in a normal fashion. And even if it ends up that you did not do so, it wasn't a fi abitana, but rather it was bishul b'chama, nonetheless, when it's considered to be chayiv and hafrashas chama. So again, whereas according to the Rashi of Yonah, these are clearly just a din d'rabbanan, mikra hadin, one is exempt from challah, from the Ritz from the Miri would appear that perhaps there is more, that the tsuras hapas itself is mochiach, that that mindset was not something that was so obvious, and therefore perhaps one is considered that to be chayiv. Again, to the extent that this issue, Chumrat Rabbanan Mikar Hadin, again, not fully Muchach, but we had several possibilities. Right? Why one should assume that if it's Kilimudim, for example, that one is not Chayiv and Chal at all. If you assume, for example, like the Marsha, the Pnei Yeshua, one understands, according to Rabbi Natan, we're talking about that there was some chisaron in the lisha itself. This is a blila raka. So again, any need to imafresh lechora, right, is only a din derabbanan, not mikar hadin at all. If you assume, right, what we discuss is a third possibility. And that is that it really was a blila ava, except it was aldash lal ochla, like isas klavim, like case of chutei batzek. That's the chora where you have the possibility of mentioning this view of the Ritva and the view of the Miri, that if the only reason for the ptur is not that the lisha was done differently, but rather that the lisha was a blila ava, but it was amanash lo ochla. That's the choru. One could argue the mitzvah, the miri, yeah, good, amanash lo ochla, but you're making it into a very nice looking dough, and it's very reasonable that was part of the kavana. Otherwise, why are you doing so? So the chor, again, those two shittos could go hand in hand to an extent. If the only reason for the ptur is not because something here was done that there shouldn't be a chiyuv chala mikar hadin, but rather it was just simply a case of a blila ava, which, let's say, Rabbi Natan should categorically be chayv and chala. And the only reason here is not is because al dashal ochlo. So that's what the Ritva writes. Maybe that depends. So if you made it klimudim, good, that's al dashal ochlo. But if you made it kavin in such a case, right? Now we treat that as though it's al dashal ochlo. And therefore one could argue this is true in fact, which is mikar hadin. According to, again, Rashi Shita, in such a case, the chisaron was it lacked afia. The blila was done as the blila ava, but it was bishul b'cham, it lacked that which is afia. The pashup shat lachor, like the Rash, that in that case, again, only a din d'rabbanan. Right? If something is different in the processing, well, how do you jump in and say that you should mafresh challah? It was lacking the very basic requirements of challah. But if one should assume that no, in terms of right, the processing and in terms of the consistency, it has all the conditions, right, and it's just simply one's mindset, so perhaps one can argue that that's why right, the Gemara can say that if you made it in a certain shape, in such an instance, perhaps there's a chiyuv chala, a chiyuv hafrasha, which is maker hadin. In this case, right, the lechem hasi kukutach, so here as well, right, the tour just simply cites right, our Gemara, the very end of Kuf Samaches, lechem hasi kukutach, that if it is made ka'avin, then the brach is considered to be hamotzi. Tosus discussed at length, chilasu isa sofo sufkin, what is the bracha? That we discussed. Now what about in this case? The case of lechem asi kekutach, if aso ka'avin, in such a case, then the bracha is considered to be a birchas hamotzi. That's what the Torah is. But that's not how the Mechaber quotes the Salacha. The Mechaber, in the very end of Kuf Samaches, in Siv Tezayim, writes, Lechem Asik Kutach Har Gemara, and the Mechaber quotes it as Rashi, Ein Of No So Bitan Or Ela Bechama. So here the Mechaber writes, Make a Bracha of Mizanos. So here also this should impact on our issue. The Torah writes the brach is hamotzi. The Mechaber writes the brach is mezonos. So take a look, we'll have to pick up, take a look at the Bir Hagra in Sivkat Memches. The Bir Hagra writes the following, the Sarachiyun, Lama lo chilek ben avin limudim. Why does the Mechaber write the brach is mezonos? Shouldn't the Mechaber say, well, wait a second, it depends. If you made it k'li mudim, the bracha is mezonos. If you made it ka'avim, that is not the case. And that's where the Gaon discusses this difference of our Gemara, the top of Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Is this relevant to Dini Brachas? Is this relevant to Dini Brachas? Just as Tosus raised the issue, whether Tchilas Yisus Sofus Sufkinin, the Mishnah Chala, how relevant is that to Hilchos Brachas? The Gaon is bothered that the distinction of our Gemara comes out of Rosh that the Torah quotes, but the Mechaber just writes, the bracha is Brahman and Zanos. The Mashmaos is even the case of Asok Avim. The bracha is considered to be one of Brahman and Zanos. And so take a look at that Gon, then take a look at the Rashba. In our Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Asa'a. Rashba also writes, an interesting Chiddush in our Gemara, right, regarding cases of Rosh Hashanah as well. Okay, so Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll finish up the Tulsus with that edition of...